Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. At least I think it is, anyway. Here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I don't know how many times I have to say it, but we don't pick it up the first time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website. There's a lot happening up there, a lot going on up there. You can like the stories, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff happening up there I want you to get involved with. And as I've said to you before, yeah, you know, I might as well do it at the top of the hour and get it over with, as we say. You know, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is there. He's trying to help us all. He really is. He's really trying to help the conservatives get back on their feet and help us. I don't want to say raise money, but get revenue back by being online. So if you go there and you know, check out the pillows, slippers, the all kinds of stuff that you use every day at home. There is nothing new. So anyway, when you find that thing you like I said, pillows, slippers, pillowcases, sheets, whatever it is, towels. We got the towels. Towels are great. On your way out, it's promo code Joe. Simply promo code Joe. Can't make it any easier than that. All right, you'll save 50 to 60% depending on the product. I get a few bucks. He keeps people working, and everybody's happy. Everybody wins. How's that? That's the best way to put it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Big win today. Depending on how you look at it, some people don't agree with this. But Elon Musk, I told you, I wasn't a big fan of his. I'm still not head over heels with him. But he did it. Okay? He bought Twitter. He pulled it off. What that really means, we really won't know till it starts happening now, will we? Come on, honestly. Right? We'll see what happens with it as a whole. See what he does. Is it truly going to be free speech? Is he going to reinstate some of these, some of the hardcore conservatives they just didn't care for? And I think what sent Musk into orbit recently, when the CEO of Twitter said, hey, we're not here to, in essence, to respect the First Amendment. That's not our job. Like, whoa. And I think Musk, coming from where he comes from, seeing some of the oppression in other countries, knew he had to do something about it. He has the ability. But this is cookie jar money for him. You realize that, right? Now, the thing that's kind of weird is the board accepted his buyout offer on Monday. They were totally against him, it. They were putting all kinds of stuff together, a poison pill and so forth. And all of a sudden, now it's okay. Now, the two sides supposedly worked through the night to hash out the deal that would be valued at 54 $1.20 a share, or $44 billion. Now, it's all amazing to me. These numbers are just astronomical. He goes on to say, the free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy, and Twitter is a digital town square where matters vital to the future and the humanity are debated and talked about. It has to be that way. He said, I also want to make Twitter better than ever before, enhancing the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust, defending the spam bots and authenticating all humans. I'm sorry, defeating the spam bot. It's so small I can't even see it. Because I look forward to working with the company and community of users to unlock it. The Twitter board conducted a thoughtful and comprehensive process to assess Elon's proposal with a deliberate focus on value. That is their job, right? No, I mean, think about it. Their job, their responsibility is to the shareholders to make sure that they're making money and not losing money. Brett Taylor, Twitter's independent chair, said in a statement, the proposed transaction will deliver substantial cash premium. We believe it's the best path forward for Twitter's stockholders. Yeah, and it's going to put a boatload of money in my pocket. Guaranteed. Come on. You know, they're all purists. Right up until the time they see the actual dollar signs, you know? Twitter has a purpose and relevance that impacts the entire world, deeply proud of our teams, and inspired by the work that's never been more important. So, my thought today as I was driving down the road listening to this, you know, what if all these little liberal rodents go running off the ship afterward, right? I'm hearing that it's getting harder and harder. Trump, the problem with the Trump platform, he can't get people to work. And it's not so much work for him. He just can't get people to work. And so that's one of the biggest ones. People need to start figuring out. They need jobs. You need to get out there and get to work. Twitter board reportedly met Sunday to evaluate Musk's offer. He said, I hope that even my worst critics remain on Twitter because that's what free speech means. He's right. You don't have to look at the stuff I'm writing. Who cares? You don't have to see it. None of your business if you don't want to see it. So I'm a senior host. Yep. Kimberly joins me after the break. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Barada, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I just want to bring her on because I love having her on. We hit these issues that really, truly, nobody else is hitting. Nobody else is really talking about these things. And there's so much going on out there. You know, let me just put it this way. There's a lot more than Joey B being confused and the Ukrainian war going on. Okay? And so you need to pay attention. Anyway, Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week, every Monday, kind of help us kick off the week. But, man, help me kick off your heartburn for the week, really. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Just nuts. So, first and foremost, Elon Musk buys Twitter. And, you know, we were talking about it during the break. You're not going to see changes happen overnight, number one. Number two, don't you love how the Twitter board changed its mind in, what, 10-day period?
Well, that's because they knew they could probably be sued.
Well, not just, yeah, right, sued by the stockholders. And how much money is they're gonna put in their pockets over this?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Glad to see they're people of integrity, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure it's integrity that was the reason.
Right. And then I told you during the break, some of my concern is that you've got a lot of these liberals who work there and who will do one of them. You know, I'm worried they're going to sabotage some of the stuff, number one. And then number two, when you look at it, you know, how many of these people are just going to walk out? Not that we care, but...
Right. I doubt there'll be that many that walk out. They're always talking. I mean, I'll look at all those... The lefties that said they'd move to Canada if Trump was elected. They never friggin' left.
I know.
I'm still waiting for them to leave.
Did they lie to us?
Yes, they did. Oh, a lefty lie? Come on. They would never do that.
No.
Just like all these whiny little babies saying, I'm leaving Twitter. Elon Musk bought it. He's going to allow free speech. I'm leaving. They're not going to go anywhere. I'm sending them GIFs that say, bye, Felicia. Bye, Felicia. They're not going to leave. And just like some people, when Trump got booted off, I'm leaving Twitter. Some people did, but others, they didn't leave.
No.
No?
Nope. I look at this stuff. They're constantly... Look at... Remember when they said Trump got elected? Not only would he start World War III, but the market would tank. So did Trump just get elected again?
Right.
Because the market's tanking. And it's not just the increased credit. I mean, look at where people are going. I mean, look at they're not buying like they used to. You can't get product
can't.
Even if you need it.
Yeah, but, well, there's certain, yeah, you can't get certain things. But people, you know, food is so much more expensive now. And it really is. Like, you know, I notice it even. And I don't go to the grocery store that often. But... food is more expensive now, especially meat, I notice. Everything is just, it's more expensive, never mind gas. That's a given.
I think I told you that the gas station, I mean, literally two and a half blocks from my house, they just went up to $6.99 a gallon.
What? For regular?
The regular is down at $6.49, I think it is, or $59. One of those two.
How do people survive? How do people deal with that? If somebody has to go to work every day and they have to drive half an hour, I mean, I used to fill my tank twice a week when I had to cook in the office.
Right. Wow, twice a week?
Yeah. Well, it was politics and stuff, too. I mean, I do other stuff besides just do that, but... I'm just saying, like, if I went into the office, like, 3 or 4 days a week and then all the other stuff. So I was basically filling my gas tank twice a week or, you know, one and a half times. But it was, like, $40 a week or $80 a week, maybe. Now it's way more than that.
Oh, today?
And not going in.
When I pulled away, it was $122.
Oh, holy crap.
Wow. You know, I joke around, I go... Well, I used to not have a car payment. Now I do, and I don't even have a loan against the car.
Right, exactly. I don't have a car payment anymore, but now it's basically a car payment with the prices of with the price of gas.
Nuts! Just totally nuts. But
wow.
Nothing you can say to anybody. Nobody believes you or whatever. But when we're gonna go to break in a minute, but I want to start on this stuff anyhow, which is. But we didn't finish with Twitter. Where do you think Twitter goes now?
I don't know. It's going to have to be a wait and see right now. You've got to remember, he might have bought the company, but all those scumbags who like to suppress the speech of women, I tweeted about that this weekend too, because I got banned, for speaking the truth, the literal truth, about Leah Thomas. And this was from March, and I got banned this week about it. Or last week. He's still got to get rid of all of those people, change policies, get good people in there, get a good CEO. Who knows if he's going to make it? It certainly isn't going to happen overnight. absolutely not going to happen overnight.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while to happen, if it happens. We don't know. We really don't know.
Well,
it would be nice if it did. I want to hear all voices. I don't want to just have an echo chamber. I want to see the crazies. I want to see what the crazies say so I can share it with other normal people.
No, I hear. Listen, what I want to do when we come back, though, I want to get into this misleading. These articles that are being put out now that the guns were the leading cause of death among U.S. kids in 2020, which is nothing more than garbage, big time garbage.
Yep.
And it's why you people, and you hear me, you people, it's why you have to pay attention to what's out there, what's going on, and let your friends, loved ones and unloved ones know what the truth is. Seriously. Because this is just nuts. You're going to hear later on in the show, I didn't want to play this for Kimberly, I didn't want to throw it up on me. We'll go through Obama's speech about white supremacy and, you know, these social media platforms. And truly what he's talking about in the speech, without actually saying, he is truly talking about squelching freedom of speech. There's no way around it. He can lie all he wants to about it. But when he talks about them, you know, censoring speech, not putting certain speech up, that kind of stuff, that's exactly what he's talking about. Right?
Yeah.
Not going to stop anytime soon. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. While you're at it, head up to the website, sign up for the weekly mail list. Really, you'll be informed. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Elon Musk is purchasing Twitter for $44 billion. The deal comes 2 weeks after the Tesla and SpaceX CEO first offered to buy the social media company. Musk has vowed to, quote, unlock the platform's potential by loosening what he says are unfair restrictions on free speech. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin snuck to Kyiv to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky over the weekend. This was the highest level visit by American officials since Russia's invasion of Ukraine began. They pledged more than $300 million in foreign military financing. That's in addition to the $165 million sale of ammunition. Tech stocks helped Wall Street end Monday on a positive note. The Dow closed up 238 points. The Nasdaq was higher by 166 points. The S&P 500 gained 24. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, look,
we are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the polls. You can do up there. A lot going on. Just get involved. Get informed, get involved, get engaged. It's really that simple, not that hard. Anyway, let me bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week, and she is our go-to gun expert. And, Kimberly, I love this stuff. You came up on Twitter over the weekend as I was perusing some of this, but, you know, they're talking about the deaths. Let me read it, because I'm going to screw it up. Anyway, guns were the leading cause of death among U.S. kids in 2020. That's according to a recent report. But that on its face, you're going, oh, my God, we can't have that going on, and we need to pull guns back. We need to shut down gun manufacturers, the whole nine yards. But it's extremely misleading, isn't it?
Yes, it is. As usual with these gun control studies, so to speak. I went and looked at the CDC, ran reports, broke down numbers, and what the Hill did was they claimed it was children between 1 and 19. Now, first of all, 18 and 19-year-olds are not children. Yes, we might think of them as children, but they're considered adults. So if you really want to do the real ages of children, it should be 1 to 17. But they specifically choose 1 to 19. And of that number, 13 to 19-year-olds was the majority, and it was homicide. Specifically, homicide, which means gangbangers, hello. And then I could probably even throw 12-year-olds in there because 12-year-olds are gangbangers too. And then the other big number was suicide, and between 13 and 19, and that was probably in part because of the lockdowns of 2020.
Well, the lockdowns alone, you know, when I had the Dr. Bridget Melson on, she does a lot of this with the teens. Does a lot of counseling for them. She said that the suicide ideology was up over 300% in 1 year.
Yeah.
And
yep.
These kids have nothing to live for. They don't see any upside. They're not going to come out at the same time soon. We keep telling them COVID will be around forever, and you can't do that to them. It kills their spirit.
Well, we said this was going to happen. I mean, for all kids, little kids, teenagers especially, we said this was going to happen, and they didn't care. Well, they knew it was going to happen. Anybody with half a brain knew that there was going to be issues when you lock down children. who are very social beings and are used to being around their friends and seeing their friends every day. Sometimes that's the only out they get from a miserable household. I guarantee we still haven't even found all the children who've probably been killed because of child abuse. I guarantee there are children out there who were killed because they were locked down and they still haven't been accounted for. I know Chicago, who knows where all those kids went. There's a whole bunch of kids that they were missing.
No, I think you're right. I mean, you can't dig down into that. They don't leave, they do leave notes, some of them. Some of them don't leave any notes. They're just done. And they can't handle it anymore. So, again, instead of trying to make it about the guns, because, it takes responsibility off of them, right?
They never, ever, 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 something Democrats never, ever, ever do is actually try to go to the root cause of anything. Because you know why? Because they'll find that they're part of the reason for the root cause in the first place.
Well, I call them the party of non-responsibility, right? They're responsible for nothing. They don't do anything wrong. Everything's hunky-dory in their little land.
No, they always blame something else, someone else, or whatever. They never look at the root cause.
Nope.
You know, if you could go back, you could draw a tree, right? And you could say, okay, there's a high gun violence problem in inner cities. Okay, so let's look at all the issues. Let's look at what all the gangbangers have in common, right? You can look at all these people, and I guarantee you there's going to be certain things that come out that are in common besides single-parent home, poverty, poor education, banks, public teachers' unions, public school teachers' unions. There's a whole slew of reasons, and the Democrats are responsible for making all those things happen.
Oh, yeah, but they still, remember, the party of responsibility. They won't fess up to it. They won't tell you they're guilty. Right?
They want to blame gun manufacturers.
Yep.
I saw some other idiot, I don't know where it was, wants to blame states that allowed permitless carry. Oh, you mean our Second Amendment rights? They took away gun control? Oh, because more black people are practicing their Second Amendment rights now, and that scares the crap out of the left.
You are not
kidding.
Go ahead
and push that gun control. Oh, no. Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Last two times I've been down the gun shop, I have yet to see that many black people in the gun shop, but I'm in and out of there. And
wow. Nice.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's great.
That's fantastic.
So, is this what it took to wake them up?
Right. These aren't gangs. This is what the left understands, but they think we're all stupid and their supporters are stupid. So Democrats will lie to your face and say, it's because the gun control laws aren't good. Criminals don't obey the gun control laws that we already have. They just don't. They don't. Why would they? They're criminals. I mean, murder is illegal.
Well, you know what it is.
They're not obeying any of the laws.
I'm telling you what the problem is. You're not going to like it. It's that they can't read, okay? If we can get them back in school and teach them how to read, they'll read the law, they'll know that that it's against the law of care, and they'll stop doing it, and crime will take a nosedive, right?
If it was that easy. Why are you laughing? I should have taught them how to read in the first place.
Everybody's gonna have that moment, you know?
Yeah. But they're really making a push, I'm noticing, lately for gun control, although that... Did you hear that there was a mass, some guy was sniping at people from his apartment in Washington, D.C.?
I did hear about that, yes.
So, well, it disappeared really fast. You know why, right? First of all,
you can guess, right?
Well, no, first of all, my first comment was, because even a stupid moron in New Hampshire posted it, WMUR. They posted it, and I'm like, the only reason, this must be in a nice neighborhood in Washington, D.C., because this happens every day in the bad sections, and nobody cares. Yeah, so he was sniping, whatever, but apparently he's some kind of weird cult. I don't know if he was, I don't know, but they showed a picture of the firearms that he had, which were probably illegal in D.C., and then they showed a picture of this weird...
Firearms are illegal in D.C. So,
right?
He didn't read it. He didn't. Did the hotel hand him a sheet that said, please be advised.
No, it was an apartment. It was an apartment.
Well, even the apartment, when they, you know, when they signed the agreement, isn't there something in there that says, please be advised that having guns in Washington, D.C. is illegal?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm totally sure. I forget, there was this really strange picture, but yeah, he's obviously not white.
Oh, my God.
So that's why it went away instantly.
It's a constant. This is constant. I got to tell you though, I love it.
People notice it. See, this is why the media and the left are incredibly stupid. People notice that stuff. You know, maybe it happens once or twice. People don't really pay attention. It's, you know what I mean. But over time, regular people. I'm not talking the lunatics on the left. Regular people, independents especially. They notice that stuff. Like, wait a minute, what happened in that story? And they go and look it up, and they're not reporting it anymore because, you know, the guy's not white.
Yep.
They get that. People get that. They don't.
Go ahead.
They're building their own party of doom.
They are. That's why I keep telling people, shut up. Stop telling them what they're doing wrong.
Right.
You know, I mean, seriously, I want them, for sure, to think that they're so righteous. Because that's what it is. They think they're so self-righteous. They're so much smarter than we are. You know, the whole nine yards.
Right.
Let them go for it, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just found the picture because I tweeted it. And apparently, the picture he had on his wall is a reference to Jacob, the ancient scientist who invented the pyramids and white people.
I don't. No. You know what? I've known some pretty dumb people. There's no other way to say it.
Jacob is black, by the way. Jacob is black.
it's just amazing. All right, we're going to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mancini Show.
Trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Seriously. Let me just bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Kind of kick the week off, get these stories straightened out, the stuff that people ignored over the week. Hey, yo, I always love it, Kimberly, when I come out with those stories on Friday. You know that they're going to just die a slow death over the weekend, and by Sunday night, nobody's even talking about them anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. That's how it always goes.
Yeah. But I really want to get back to these suicides that they were talking about and the kids, and to your point, you know, you can't just take titles. You can't go looking at these titles for these stories. You know, my dad used to say back in the day of the newspaper, he would always say, look, people are victim of their last headline. Right?
Yeah.
So expound on that today. The last tweet, the last Facebook post, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, you know, everything is breaking news now, so I don't even know what's breaking news or not anymore. But
right.
So when they talk about the firearm debt, Again, your first question, people, should be, okay, break it down. What do you mean by that? Right?
I want the facts.
Yeah.
Which is something that, of course, the Hill isn't. Whatever Hill reporter reported on it probably didn't look into the reports like I did, which didn't. I mean, it took a little bit of time, but it didn't take that much. They could have gotten the direct. You can run all kinds of queries doing those reports, but of course the reporter didn't ask.
So you're actually expecting that a reporter would dig into the reports before they reported on the issue?
Yeah, because that's what I do. I don't take anybody's word for anything.
And we didn't pay for it. Right?
Yeah, exactly. I have in the past, but yeah, no. I do the research because I want the numbers. I want to crunch the numbers myself to see it, to verify what the data you're telling me. Give me the data, raw data, and I'll verify. But that's me.
Oh, yeah, and it doesn't get any better than this. I mean, seriously, when you think about this, and you think about, I still want to keep exposing these Democrats. It's why I keep telling people, shh, don't say anything. Let them rip their own clothes off and expose themselves.
I want them to talk. Oh, my good Lord Almighty, I want them to talk. I want them to keep talking and talking and talking and talking. Absolutely. I do not want to shut them up. I want them to keep talking. Because the more they talk, the more people are going to pay attention and listen, and it'll get people, finally. When they see the Democrats are just bloviating a bunch of hot air BS, meanwhile, their families are struggling because they can't afford gas, rents are outrageous, nobody can buy houses because they're so expensive, first-time buyers especially, and they can't afford food, they can't afford to feed their families. Joe, imagine having 4 kids and trying to feed them with just the prices that have gone up. And then on top of it, oh, maybe they're into sports, so now you're driving them all over the place. On top of working full-time, both parents working full-time. I don't know how people are going to do it.
You're not as old as I am, but I remember, you know, in the 70s when the gas crunch came in, and you know, I remember it. I didn't really understand it at the time, but I remember it. And it was nothing, you know how Boston families are, Italian families there. You know, all our cousins lived together. We were pretty close to each other. And so all of a sudden, we're getting hand-me-down clothes, right? We're not getting as many sneakers as not getting the rotation of sneakers like we got. Food was obviously cut back. Trips were obviously cut back. And can you imagine today looking at your son or daughter and going, hey, you know that iPhone you got in your hand? Yeah, we're going to cut the service on it. You know, and those $60, $80, $100 sneakers, make them last because you ain't getting any new ones. But think about doing that to young people. You will throw them into a tizzy, into a depression. I'm not joking or playing games with this. This is the truth. They can't cope. So you're going to throw them into a tizzy, and because this is my own personal opinion, because they have no grounding, whether it's a grounding in family, a grounding in God, or whatever, they don't have a grounding of reality. So they don't know what to do. They've got nothing to hold on to. And that's what I'm reading about this stuff more and more. That's what you see happening.
Well, and I don't know if you've been following all the fires and explosions happening at food processing plants across the country.
My wife wanted to remind me about those before I went on the air.
Yeah, well, I've been following it since before some other people started reporting on it. I mean, I just literally learned about it, like, last week. But what about when that kicks in? Because that is going to kick in. You know, claiming all these hens and chickens and turkeys and whatever have the avian flu. What are they using? The same PCR test that they use for COVID? Literally killing. They killed 24 million egg-laying hens, Joe.
Whoa.
That's a lot of eggs that people aren't going to be able to buy or afford to buy.
Yeah, we got plenty of eggs, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, you're all set. I got to freeze some. My friend has fresh eggs. She gave me like 2 dozen. I have 3 dozen. I got to freeze them.
Look, nobody wants to admit to it, but we're seeing it at the stores now. I mean, seriously. Look. We are big juice drinkers at the house. I'll put it that way, right? So we got Welch's juice, and we get the family size, and we probably go through two bottles of that a week easy. And so I go to the store, and I always pick up, you know, two bottles here, three bottles there, that kind of thing. Well, when I went last night, it looked like the place had been ravaged. And so when I got to the front counter, I'm like, busy weekend? Nah, not especially. Like, okay.
Wow.
And so I went back afterward. I started looking at some of the shelves and what have you. And, you know, when they line stuff up, they're lining them up two boxes deep.
Yes. That's right? Been going on for a while. Yes. Yep.
Well, yeah. No, I know it's been going on for a while, but recently, when things seemed to be turning around a bit, they were deeper shelves. We were able to get stuff deeper. Now you go in there and you go, whoa, where's this? Where's that? How come we don't have any of this? We haven't had the meat issue yet, though.
I told you every time, because I don't go to the grocery store that often, I told you when I do go, I go through every aisle and I check. I look for fillers. I look for the small, low shelves like you're talking about. The soups, for a long time, the soups were pathetic. Like, I know this is stupid, but I couldn't find beef consomme. I use it for one recipe I make. I make a French dip. And I use it for that one recipe, and I couldn't find it for months. So, of course, now I have, like, six cans. But they finally got that back. But the soups, there was just all certain kinds of soup. Like, just people, when you go to the grocery store, just notice things that just seem to be off. I mean, the canned tomatoes for gravy and sauce, that's been an issue since COVID that's never come back properly, 100%. I used to buy non-GMO box tomatoes, all natural, from Italy. I rarely can get those now. Once in a great while.
Oh, yeah, that's right, huh?
Yeah.
Here on the West Coast, because everything comes in by ship, right?
Yep.
You know, we get it over here, and they have to sit out of port. We still have problems unloading this stuff on port or at the port.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, it's just amazing to me. Now, I hate to tout these people. I really do. But I haven't been able to find stuff that I can't find at the supermarket. You know, certain kind of pasta sauces and stuff like that. I get them through Amazon.
Yeah.
You know? They got them. They must have warehouses full of this stuff because you can't find it in the supermarkets.
You know what's interesting? So, because I, you know, like you, like most people, I do like to, you know, support local businesses. There's a vitamin place that all natural vitamins that I buy vitamins from. I love their vitamin B complex they have. Well, I go to their site. They don't have it. It's a local New Hampshire company. Guess what? I go on Amazon. They have it. I know they're buying it from that person, so that company. So that company's getting the money. It's just that some other distributor bought it, you know what I mean,
right,
to store up. And they probably make a little cash off it.
Yeah, and Amazon probably buys such a big quantity, right?
Yeah.
They get a decent discount in the whole nine yards. But, you know, I've also been told, which I don't understand, you know, to your point a minute ago, like with the pauses and stuff, I also understand that they facilitate not necessarily purchase. They have been caught, however, duplicating product that sells well. Did you read about that?
I've heard that. I have heard that. Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, some of these big name pasta places, like, because that's what I'm ordering, they allow, they send, you know, tonnages of this stuff to Amazon, knowing they're going to unload it pretty quick. And they, you know, I guess they share in the revenue or whatever. And then, but Amazon, yeah, you see some of these products come out, and all of a sudden it's an Amazon product. And you know right then and there that they have duplicated the other one. They're almost like a Chinese.
Well, did they duplicate it, or did they get that company? Because, you know, there's name brand companies that make generic stuff.
Yes.
They just put a different label.
They've been caught actually duplicating it, going out and hiring a company to you know, make the same product.
Okay, that's just scumbaggish.
I agree. I totally agree with you. I think it's totally wrong. This is why when they get this big, when they get this tough or hard to push away, you know, it's a probably, I don't know, before we go, Jeff Bezos is now, through the Washington Post, he's going to do an investigation into whether Elon is being yanked around by the Chinese and whether they'll have more insight into Twitter.
Oh, my God. Shut
you know this is going to happen. You know this is going to happen.
Oh,
anyways,
my God.
Kelly,
Elon Musk.
How do people find you?
Threadacop.com and conservative on IMD. Leaving me with that.
And at the local bar. Joe Mazzini, your host. I'd be drinking. We'll be back in a little bit.